Welcome into week three of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN for covering our sports.
Well, we'll start off kind of taking a look back at last week. Football is, I think, sometimes a funny game. If you dive much deeper into the score sometimes when you look at it and see how games played out, and obviously did some very positive things during that game, especially early on, looking good there up with an early 13-0 lead, and then they hit a couple of big plays. It's just part of that consistency thing throughout the game to be able to try to, keep doing things well and hang on to win.
Yeah, early on there, we had a good start, and that's 2 weeks in a row, something we focused on. Good to see. But you're right, we just couldn't put it all together, whether it was missed tackles on defense or, a poor kicking game and not getting that ball in the end zone on a kickoff. Or offensively, it seems like we had guys open down the field, just couldn't hit them. Or when we did have them open downfield and hit them, they dropped the ball. So we had our chances to make that game interesting, that's for sure.
When you look at the defense, obviously limiting big plays has to be something that you guys have talked about. They hit a couple of long balls. Of course, maybe sometimes that's going to happen when you have a good quarterback like Loudon. But, you have to know your responsibilities and make sure that those guys aren't getting behind you.
Yeah, a lot of thing up front. You were talking about kind of some hidden things in the games that you don't always see. And that's, our defensive backs, gave up some big plays. But we also got to get it on the front end, too. Pressure in the quarterback, there were times that we just didn't get pressure. And when we did, he just wasn't very good. I think he finished 11 of 25, but had, 300-some yards in the air. So when you're 11 of 25, you're not even 50%. That just shows you the big plays that they hit.
Yeah, and like you said, it starts up front. You saw some good things there at times, and I think you saw some good things, overall with the defense being able to slow them down. Like you talked about the outset and after the game, one of those things, too, is making sure that you are making that tackle when you have the opportunity. You did a pretty good job, I thought, of that for most of the game, but there were times where, some missed tackles cost you that extra, 20, 30 yards downfield.
Absolutely, and, it cost us early on, too. In a critical junction in that early part of the game where I think we had five or six guys touch the ball carrier and he still, wiggled through a lot of missed tackles. So those are the type of things we talked about and worked on, moving forward here is, boy, we sure spent a lot of time tackling this week and hopefully that shores things up.
When on the offensive side of the ball, Tyler Moen, another nice game. I would think that probably you guys are working on trying to figure out some other things that are going to work, being a little bit more diverse in what's going to be effective with the offense. You're going to have that as the season moves along.
Definitely. And, kind of as we mentioned earlier, too, we had a couple of those plays. Garrett Reynolds was open twice. One time we miss him for probably a touchdown. The other time he just drops the football. And, that's just part of the game, too. But we've got to really bear down. When we get those opportunities in the play-action pass game, we've got to make them. Colin Molnix, we were trying to get him the ball a couple times, too. One time the ball was underthrown, and he just makes a great catch, goes up over the guy. But the other time it's underthrown, and we end up throwing an interception where he's behind guys. And if we can get the ball down the field, it's going to be a touchdown. Yeah, he's got great speed.
Well, another thing to look at in the second half of that game as well is you were able to move the ball, a little bit. You got down the field, got to the 20 or closer three different times there in that second half, but weren't able to then finish it off the drive and get points out of it, and obviously that's crucial.
Well, and it's a number of things that we can control, too. Number one, it was just a quarterback running back exchange that went on the ground, fumble. They took the ball over in our red zone. We get down there. A couple penalties, and now it's first and 20 instead of first and 10. So all of those things are fixable. Those are things that, of course, we worked on in practice this week. Quarterback, running back meshes, just handing the ball off and what we're doing there. Big focus on those types of things. And then, penalties, keeping our hands inside. And those are crucial downs. When you get in the red zone, you can't have those things and be successful.
Well, as we turn our attention here to the opponent this week, you get to travel on the road here to take on the Clarinda Cardinals. Here within the last few seasons, a team that's been known to really want to run the ball a lot. They do have a new coach, so things maybe change a little bit for them. But what have you been able to see here from the Cardinals?
Well, they are a little bit moving towards throwing the ball down the field. I know last week, just looking at their box scores, they were pretty, 50-50. They relied early heavily on the run, but then they opened things up too and moved the ball down the field throwing it. So they got a mobile quarterback back, Michael Scholl, who, seems to, run their offense very well. When you're a returning starter, that helps. But he's really kind of taken it to the next level. So that's going to be a real concern for us, as we had kind of the same thing last week, a returning quarterback that kind of knew what was going on. So our defense is certainly going to be tested as far as our quarterback's concerned.
Well, and it looks like a couple of other guys have some experience back there for them as well. Connor Brown, one of their backs. They've got some other guys they like to hand the ball off to well that have some experience.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they've only lost two offensive linemen from last year's team. So one whole half of their offensive line is back. And that certainly helps when you're trying to run the football.
Yeah, and a team that sometimes has been a little bit quirky with the things that they like to do in the run game. Obviously, it puts an emphasis on your defense being assignment sound and being in your places and not biting on some of those fakes that they may try to throw at you.
Definitely, and that's one of our goals this week, is just to play smart football. What does that mean? You just said it, getting lined correctly, filling your hole, filling your gap on defense. And then offensively, not getting penalties, keeping your hands inside. So playing smart football this week defensively is going to be critical for us to stop their offensive attack.
And what have you been able to gather from them on the other side of the ball? What are they trying to do there defensively?
Well, they seem to be trying to stack the box. So we're going to try and spread them out a little bit just formation-wise. And we've put a couple things in. Last week you saw a little bit at the end of the game. We had kind of a wildcat formation, I guess they call it now, but Tyler Mowen was, kind of the quarterback, running back guy in that formation. We tried to spread him out, and that was effective. We moved the ball right down the field. We wanted to show that late in the game just because we wanted to get some live reps. Sometimes you try to save that for some other game. Well, here we are, game two, and we hadn't used it yet, so we threw that in there, moved the ball right down the field, and then ended up, fumbling it in the red zone. But that's something you're going to see right away. We're going to try and spread them out as they stack the box and still use Tyler effectively.
Well, sometimes it's just about finding creative ways to get the ball to your playmakers in space, and I guess that can be one way of making that a little bit more effective, is trying to keep the defense on their toes just by showing them a different look, even if the play may kind of be the same way at the end of the day.
Absolutely, and when your quarterback is your ball carrier, is your running back there, then you can put another blocker in front of him, so that helps. Instead of the quarterback just turning and handing the ball off to your running back, this gets a chance to get you an extra blocker in front and get things moving downhill in the run game. Now, the bad part about that is you don't have that play action pass game because you're just hiking it right to your quarterback. So we're going to use both this week, though. The first series, you're going to see Tyler there, and after that, Garrett will jump in and then get back more to our traditional run and play action pass stuff.
Well, and obviously in that pass game, when you got a young quarterback like that, it's going to take time for him to feel comfortable and get used to all the reads out there as he's playing a live game. That's something I'm sure you're expecting to improve as the season goes along.
Definitely. I know Garrett wasn't happy with the way he played necessarily, but, in that post-game conversation you have with a quarterback and a coach, the speed of that game was much faster than week one. And when you're a sophomore and you're thrown in there as a QB, that takes a toll on you. And I think he was just physically tired because he was mentally tired. We don't ask him to run sideline to sideline or anything crazy like that, but when that game moves that fast, you just emotionally get tired. And, it's going to be better for him as he just keeps getting more and more experience under his belt.
Well, and you look in the trenches as well, I think maybe kind of the same stories you talked about on the defensive line. There were times where the guys did a very good job of keeping Garrett clean or keeping holes open, but it didn't always happen, and that's when, it kind of makes it tough to keep a drive continuing.
Yeah, and that's our third goal this week is to finish things, whether that's finish a block, a tackle, a pass. In our play-action pass game, you're exactly right. We had everything going, and then our pass protection might break down, and one guy gets to his feet, and he doesn't get his feet set, and that ball kind of wobbles off into, no man's land, where this week a big goal has been, hey, we've got to put everything together. When we play-action pass something, We got to have it all. It starts up front with the blocking, and then we got to have a good route, and the ball's got to be there, and then a good catch. So a lot of things can go wrong, but that's what's going to get big plays for us down the field.
Well, and Clarinda, a team that, you know, is off to an okay start for themselves, a 2-0 record. You know, obviously, you can't just compare by, you know, what's gone on the field and maybe competition. You don't know how that stacks up, but obviously a team that's going to have a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, you know, they've got things rolling down there. Their new coach, as you mentioned, they're 2-0. And, you know, whether they've played somebody or not, they're 2-0. So they're going to be excited. They're playing at home. They always like playing us. It's always a close game, it seems like. So we're going to have our hands full. And Clarinda is, you know, they're certainly looking at trying to knock the door and get into their playoff race in their 1A district. So it's not going to be a pushover by any means.
Yeah, certainly a good test, and we look forward to it. We'll have it tonight here on the radio. And, Coach, we thank you for giving us some time to talk about your squad.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. And, again, thank you to KJAN.
All right. That's week number 3, a Trojan preview here on KJAN.